Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful family. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Something about saying the word, praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The highest praise. It releases the endorphins in our body. Whatever's going on in our spirits, it releases them to God. Hallelujah. I can't help but praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God, in the name of Jesus, I just say thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made. You said, let us rejoice in them and be glad over all circumstances. Good evening, family. I'm your host tonight, Pastor Carrie, on Women Speak Down. This is the third Thursday. I'm familiar with my beautiful sister, Prophet Lisa, she's going to be doing next Thursday, fourth Thursday. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Just being thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And all the listeners. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to petition a special prayer tonight. By 3 o'clock this evening, Father, I got a call. Because both raised as first father. He was raised as he was in our age bracket. I call he's lost his skin in 2 months. Last month before Super Bowl, Father, he lost his older sister. This month, the quarter after 3, we got the call that the younger sister was lost. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that all families come together. If anything in our we come together. We keep communication, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your son Jesus continue to bring people and families together in unity, Father, on the umbrella of your love, the unconditional love, the love, Father, that never fades. Father, I just thank you, Jesus, when the earth the highest praise. Father, you told us in your word just to pray well, please. Father, you knew it would be times like this. Not the prayer, no, Father, because you know our needs, but to pray for us, Father, and those that's not praying for themselves in the time of need. Father, I just thank you and love you and petition my prayers to you that you give the Miller family and my cousin Dee Dee extra loving, comforting care, all the support he needs. He is not alone. As his sibling, they pray at all of us right now. No matter what, I was telling my father, I was telling my sister today, I was telling her, sis, death is in the land. But Father, we know the only thing that's going to make a difference, Father, is we are in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Father, and I release my prayers to you in your son, Jesus Christ, almighty name. Hallelujah. Praise be to God for goodness. Praise be to God for goodness. Amen. Like the earth gave me, and he gives me a word. I said, he's speaking to me. He's speaking to my heart.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just had a drop in our broadcast. Give us 2 seconds and we'll be right with you. Come on, get your praise on. Don't hang up. Thank you for the intermission that we just had. Pastor Terry is back. I hope her phone is clear because she was like a bubble just a minute ago.
Was I?
But,
oh, praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Forgive me, family. Amen. But the Lord,
I can hear you now. I got you now.
Oh, praise be to God for his goodness. The Lord told me
you were praying. Could you do that over?
Yes.
Because we couldn't really hear you, and we want to be in total agreement with you.
Yes, 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 because, you know, this is a needed prayer. It's just coming out of my heart. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you humbly, Father, just to pray. To pray for my cousin Dee Dee and his family, who has lost my cousin, who's the first cousin. He's my mom's first cousin, but he's our age, Father. And he has lost a sister, two sisters. One last month, Father, before Super Bowl Sunday, and one just today. 3:15, we were told that the younger sister has passed. So, Father, in your son Jesus' name, I ask you for extra comfort, extra prayers for them, cover the family. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that those, I was telling my sister today, Father, I was saying death is in the land. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know it's a process. We're not here on this earth forever. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, my prayer is that as you call us home, that we all are in you, in your son, Christ Jesus. In your son, Jesus Christ's almighty name, I release much to you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. It's just something about saying hallelujah that releases things. It releases things that build up within our body, build up in our spirit, any stress, anything that's going on. That's when he said, he will never leave us nor forsake us. I have to call on him because I know he's been there from the beginning and always will be. Amen. The family, we're going to go back to our subject matter tonight. Stop complaining. I will not complain. If you have your Bibles tonight, we're going to go to Philippians 2:14-15. This is my base scripture. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you may shine as lights in the world. Amen. He said, do all things without complaining. I always say, I make it personal. When the Lord gives you the word, I'm ministering to myself personally. We have to stop complaining and saying, why me? Jesus. Because he has woken us up. He's woken some others up this morning, too. But as I said, my cousin went home. Some, and there's others here that may not be on this line. He woke up this morning, and they're not here now. He woke us up, family, in our right mind. Always say we can hear, we can see, we can smell, we can taste. As Pastor E teaches, all our senses are working. And I always say we have a roof over our head. Thank you, Jesus. And it's intact. We don't have no leaks in it. So why should we complain? He provided the roof over our heads. Hallelujah. That's why, hallelujah, something about that word just, that's the highest praise, to thank Jesus. Thank him for everything he's doing. We ought to be jumping for joy in Jesus. Always say, my God, help us down here. Most of us on this line, we're pain-free. Or if we don't, some of us may have a little pain. Pain and aches because we've been working out. I'll tell us this. I picked up my weight, and it's probably telling me you ain't picked them up in a while. And I felt a little soreness. But they say work, hard work never hurt anybody. And I always hear them say, a workout not right until you feel the burn. Amen. This is why I say I won't complain. He's been good to me. Some people think when the Lord's been good to you, you got to see physical things. When he's been good to your inside, when he's giving you that peace that no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on, you can have peace in Jesus. I tell you, family, we all go through things. When we go through things, the first things we want to do, this is in we want to do in our flesh, is complain. Grumbling like little children lost without a Savior. Again, I say, help us down here, Lord. We must stop complaining because whatever we do, even when we're going through, we do it unto God, Jesus. Amen. If we need a mental break, Take it. Take a mental break. Fast and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Spend more time with God. And if we're going through something, we're not going alone. He knows it already. We have to ask him, what's his plan for us right now? Thank you, Jesus. To keep us from complaining. When we go and read Numbers 11, the Israelites, when you read the word of God, the Israel start complaining about their troubles. And the Lord heard them. And he became so angry that he destroyed the outer edges of the camp with fire. I'm paraphrasing that Numbers 11, but read it for yourself. I always say, family, we as believers must realize that the same God then hears our complaints. Thank you, Jesus. He hears them now. Our God doesn't want us to complain. In Philippians 2:5, his word reminds us, it commands us to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I said, my God, I always say we are free in Christ, free as Americans and North Americans. My God, had to ask herself, if it's me, like I said, why am I complaining? Why are we complaining right now about anything? When he's covering us, we look around the world. Souls are being displaced. Lives are being lost. Displaced from their homes, families. Some of them are out there in the snow, in cold and chilly weather, trying to get to safety, with bombs being shot off. Women and children, they fleeing with nothing on their backs, with nothing but the coals on their backs, Jesus. And we want to complain about petty stuff. Jesus, help us, Lord. And we thank God. I thank God, too, that the man that was killing the homeless people as they lay asleep in their bags outdoors on the sidewalk, the man in New York was killing them. I thank God that the Lord, I thank the Lord that he was caught. I always say, Lord, help us down here to have the mind of Christ. To operate and walk in humility. Jesus. Jesus was so humble. Do not complain. Always say, we sleep safely in our warm and comfortable beds. Yet the homeless sleep in the streets. They're always in jeopardy of the enemy. The enemy's attacks. This is why it says, and we want to complain. Lord, help us down here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, I know there's times when we feel like we have full plates or feel like they're full. And then we get somewhat overwhelming. But we, family, we have to remember that God promises us in his word that he won't give us no more than what we can handle. And he will find us a way of escape. Trust in God. Hallelujah. Trust God. Don't complain. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Always says, I've learned to trust in God. And I've learned to be patient in him. Patient in him in all things. Not just when it's going good, but also in hard times and hardships. Amen. Always say, whatever we go through, whether it's mental, physical, or financial, trust in God and pray about it. He told us to pray about it, pray without ceasing. Thank you, Jesus. And rejoice at all times. I tell you, family, the time when we're complaining is when we're acting out in our flesh. We go to Galatians 5:16, and it reads, I then walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Thank you, Jesus. I say then walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Complaining is fleshly. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, when we are guided by the Spirit, we won't obey. You'll obey his word and not our selfish desires of the flesh. When we want to complain about, thank you, Jesus, our current circumstances, it shows we are lacking trust in God, that total trust. Amen, family? Complaining in the sight of God, it comes from our sinful flesh. I always say, call on the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he was leaving a helper because he knew we was going to need that helper. Ask him to please help me to not complain, Lord, about anything. Family, when we cry out anytime for the Lord, cry out to him, empty me, Lord, and fill me up with your Spirit. Hallelujah. Fill me up. And please don't think that when we are not complaining out loud that it's okay. No. He knows our thoughts. He searches and examines our hearts. Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I won't complain. What may appear pleasing to man on the outside is not pleasing to our Heavenly Father God. Thank you, Jesus. He sees us heart. He sees us from the inside out. Praise be to God. In Philippians 2, family, at the beginning of the chapter, the great apostle Paul had wrote in Philippians 2:3, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each one esteem others better than themselves. Operating and walking in love, humility, will absolutely cancel out the spirit of complaining. That's why we must die. I always say die to self. It must be in a constant state of self-examining ourselves. Might have been good yesterday, but I'm examining right now. Lord, how do you see me? Praise be to God. That we are pleasing to him. Amen. He knows all of us from the inside out. When we say a mother knows her children, but how a father knows his children. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord knows us. Hallelujah. And we believe that too. That's why we cry out to him when we're in his times of need. But we don't have to wait till times of need. Cry out to him and just praise him for who he is. Amen, family? And family, there may be times when others may request our services, our assistance. This is what we say. Do not complain. We have to let them know kindly if we can and when we, if we can or if we can't. Kindly. What time of the day we are available. And we have to keep it real. When you study the characteristics of Jesus, he was real. He was real as real. And I always say, family, our word is our word. The word of God is his word, and we stand firm on it. And as we're imitators of Christ, we should stand firm on our word. Amen. I always say, if we can't do something, just say no. I can't do it. Because if we have it up in our heads and our minds complaining, God knows. Me personally, I'm very respectful of other persons' times. And I like to expect that to be done unto me too. I always say, do unto others as you want to be done unto. But in Luke 6:38, I'm paraphrasing some. For by the same measure you measure out you, it will be measured back to you. Amen, family. Stop complaining. Don't. I tell you, the Israelites, when you look at it, they had no need to complain. After God had freed them from slavery, my God. This is why I Won't Complain was one of my mother's favorite songs. And I always know why, because she had 7 children. And she even hear us, she said, stop that complaining. Amen. But some of us complaining about this, again, I'm going to say, the smallest and the pettiest of things, especially in this COVID era, post-COVID era times, We cut on the news, you see on the news, the parents complaining about the younger children have to go back to school with the mask up. And I was saying to myself, well, what about the teachers? Praise be to God. Family, believe me, I have to catch myself and ask myself, was that Christ-like? When I catch myself wanting to complain. We have to study his word to show ourselves approved to God. Amen. I always say he loves the children and he knows the children. And complaining displeases God. Thank you, Jesus. God never said it would be easy. But I always say, show enough worth it. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Being obedient, the principles within his word, it teaches us to master and die to our flesh that we don't complain. We can get rid of that spirit of complaint. Amen. Rejoice in doing tasks asked of you. Rejoice. Because someone thought, I always say, someone thought that we were efficient enough to ask us to do the task. And all the glory belongs to God. I always say, never ask someone to do something that you wouldn't do yourself. Thank you, Jesus. We have to read Matthew 7, reference verse 12. Amen. The principles in the word of God, they work great in all walks of life. Doesn't matter on your job site, in ministry, organizations you're connected, you belong to, and also family in our households, too. I remember growing up, our mother asking any of her 7 children to do something, saying, do it without complaining. And it didn't matter who she asked. She said, just do it. She'd be like Nike, just do it. Amen. Parents in your household, some of these younger generations, they trying to complain about being told, not ask, we're training them up, as a little, to do little chores. That's why he tells us in Proverbs 22:6 to train up a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they won't depart from it. Train them up. Keep asking and delegate them chores. Some might complain, I'm playing my, this new generation, they playing their game. They're into electronics. Amen. Always say, a complaining person, complainer, a person who experiences dissatisfaction, annoyance about something, grumbling, fault finders, they're whiners, and they're a grouch, they're a crank. Jesus help us. They're moaners. Always say, nobody wants to be labeled those as a complainer. That's not a title we want. And then we have to ask ourselves, who wants to be around somebody like that? Again, I say, Jesus brings people together, and we are to do the same. But if we know that we are operating in a spirit of complaining, no one comes. I tell you, we have to be serious about not complaining, because the Lord always said, if we have that spirit of complaining within us, we have to call on the Lord. Oh, you have to believe that he will perfect. That's concerning him. We have a problem of complaining, we have to read Psalms 138 and call on the Lord to ask us with that, family. Family, the word of God, take on it. It builds our character. And his word purges out that's not pleasing to him. When we read Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Thank you, Jesus. As believers in Christ, our complaining it can destroy and debilitate our mission, what we're on, to go out and make disciples, to be a witness for Christ. We cannot complain. Amen, family? I said, we cannot witness Christ as a complainer to the world of nonbelievers. It becomes difficult. Thank you, Jesus. Complaining. When you think about it, when we complain, we have to call on the Holy Spirit. Lord, help me. What signals us? What signals are we sending out? We have to ask ourselves. When others hear us complaining, when we're trying to get them into Christ as believers, when we look into the Word of God, families, we think about it in Genesis. Genesis 3, Adam was the first to complain. When he and Eve were disobedient and ate of the tree, he complained to God. She gave him the tree, and he ate. Read Genesis 3. Amen. Laying blame is a form of complaining. take blame. Take what you have done. Own up to your blame. Amen, family. 1 Peter 4:9 tells us to be hospitable to one another without grumbling. Again, grumbling is a form of complaining. Our God don't want us grumbling. No complaining. Let us love. I always say, let love have its perfect way. When we operate in a spirit of grumbling and complaining, it shows that we haven't left the world behind. Thank you, Jesus. Fleshly ways. Again, family, I say, I minister to myself first. Thank you, Jesus. It's a process of dying to our flesh. And I always say, family, a spirit of chronic complaining can lead to quarreling and fights. Our complaints come from unfulfilled desires. In his word, he told us to delight ourselves in the Lord. He will give us desires of our heart. And as believers, we should have no unfulfilled desires. I always say, when Jesus is our portion. Thank you, Jesus. When we feel the spirit of complaining come up in our bones, I always say, call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When we feel like complaining, go to God. Pour out what's on our hearts to God. Thank you, Jesus. And he can reverse. I always say he can reverse this culture we're in right now of heavy complaining. I hear some of these young adults, teenagers, young adults complaining about their jobs, saying they're so tired of working. I'm saying, my God, help them, because this is only the beginning. You got how many, 30, 40 years before you can retire? And I just praise God, Lord, let me pray with them so they can enjoy that job you have provided. But why? This is why the Lord tells us to train them up. Train them up so they won't complain. Go to the job, and what you do, do it well, because you're doing it unto the Lord. Glory be to God. Oh, Jesus, I always say, Lord, speak to my heart. I always say, family, it is not acceptable and not pleasing to our Father for us to complain. When we complain, people tend to join in. They like to join in on complaining. But why? When complaining don't make it right. Thank you, Jesus. And it displeases our God and family. Even, we have to say, even our church congregations. Stop complaining. Also, family, it can become contagious. And when it comes to contagious, it's an epidemic. Amen, family? That when we tune into the news and we open up Facebook, we open up the feeds, and we take in negative readings and hearings, complaints, that spirit can fall into our minds. It's a true word Pastor E teaches about. What you see and pay your attention to can jump in you. Thank you, Jesus. I always say, keep our minds, our hearts, our heads focused, stayed on Jesus. I always say that leaves no room for the enemy's deposit of complaining. Jesus, complaining. Lord, I said, Lord, you gave me this word. Lord, you were speaking to me. Speak to my heart. I tell you, family, this world and none of us are perfect. Instead of complaining about the problem, we have to seek the Lord. What are the things that we can do to be a part of the solution? Complaining ain't going to change things. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What can we do? Can we use the, I always say, we got to accept the things we can't change, change the things we can't, and use God's wisdom, not our own wisdom, leaning not on our understanding, but God's wisdom to know there's a difference. Some things you can't change. So don't waste your time. Accept those things and change what you can. The change first starts within us. Amen, family? Always say, be to God. And when our church within us, when we stop complaining, then the congregation that we belong to, well, we can stand. Because all of us have the church within us, we're not complaining. It says a house divided can't stand. When we address our issues head on, we can't just cover them up like they don't exist. When we address the issues, that complaining, and we confront them, then that's the God within us that's working them out. Amen, family? As believers, we are all to do things without complaining. I know this is a high call. Cool. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. You're speaking to my heart. But thank God for the Holy Spirit, our helper. Not complaining. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We got to let our light shine for Jesus, not for ourselves, but for Jesus. That others that need to know Jesus right now should, and those that should want to know him. Amen, family? But for us to stop complaining, family, some things we got to do. Our prayer and communication with our Father. It purges out complaint. It leaves no room for negativity. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Thankful in all things. The good and the bad. Reference, Matthew 5:18. But in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything. Hallelujah. We are encouraged to build each other. Build each other up in love. Preaching and teaching his word in all seasons. No, it ain't no time to waste. The world is moving fast. Ain't no time to waste. Try being around a group of complainers. Jesus. I always say, it drains our spirits. And it can give us a negative charge. Nobody wants a negative charge. You know, it drains your battery. We're looking for positivity. That's why we are to surround ourselves with like-minded people. One body, the body of Christ. People with genuine characteristics of Christ Jesus. Gratitude. Thank you, Jesus. Praise. Be praiseworthy. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise him over circumstances. With biblical teaching, the word of God has all the principles in our life we're going to ever need. Loving exhortation. Encouragement. We are to encourage one another in the Lord. Lift people up. Don't tear people down. Encourage them. Let them know that God loves them with an unconditional love. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father wants us to be able to acknowledge and recognize that our needs and situations here on this earth, thank you, Jesus, that they can be difficult. But when we say we're still in the book of Philippians, now we're in Philippians 4:6-7. He told us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, giving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. God commands us to pray, to rejoice, and give thanks. He wants us to have mercy, justice, and love, and to walk in humility as Jesus did. When we go to Micah 6:8, he has shown you, oh man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, thank you, Jesus, and to love, mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Humbly. Thank you, Jesus. We have to just humble ourselves. Hallelujah. thinking no higher of ourselves than others. Amen. And family, we must believe and trust that God will lead us to better conditions. Thank you, Jesus. Situations and circumstances. Always say he has a purpose for us. For right now, too. We have to find out what is our purpose. And we must trust him. Trust him with our all. He said, trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Hallelujah. Not complaining. Amen. Always say. It shows, when we trust him and not complain, it shows that we are not operating in our will, our dissatisfaction, but it is in his will of gratification, gratitude, gratefulness at all times. Praise be to God. When a person complains, this usually carries a judgmental or annoyance tone. Always say, but only God can judge us. We're not here to pass no judgment on no one. We're all accountable to God. Love what Pastor E taught years ago. We got to keep our mouth on other folks. We got our mouth on other folks, that means we got it all together. We never got it all together. And I always say, complaining is contrary to humility. I always say we are to operate in a constant process of self-examination. I'm pointing the fingers at me now. Am I pleasing in the sight of our God? I always say, remember, he sees all and he hears all and he knows our thoughts. Thank you, Jesus. He searches our hearts. Hallelujah. Right? We believe, right? I tell you, our grumbling and complaining, it doesn't fit well with the plan God has for us. Amen. And when our Father opens our eyes, I always say he opened our eyes this morning. Each and every morning we should awake, be awakened with a spirit of gratitude. I always say a spirit of gratitude no matter what's happening. No matter what's happening in the world, shut it up. No matter what's happening in our own circumstances, because we trust, we believe and trust in God. Thank you, Jesus. Complaining, ungratefulness, they fall under that same sinful nature umbrella. When when we refuse to be satisfied with the plan that God has for us right now, no matter what's going on, it's the plan he has for us right now. I tell you, we can stir others up too with our dissatisfaction. And that's very offensive to our loving Father. He's a loving Father, like I said. He loves us unconditionally. Some people want to love you with some strings attached, but Father God loves us unconditionally. And he cares for us. He cares for our needs, and he knows our needs because he hears our prayers. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, we do not want to create or add to a culture of our generations of complaining. I tell you, if they hear us as believers, Christians, followers of Jesus, complaining and watching, does our behavior match our word, our walk, and our talk? In my closing, family, always say, control of our minds, our mouths, and our tongues. We have to pray to the Father for help. Help with our members. Father, help me to keep my mind stayed on Jesus. And no time to complain. To just be grateful for who you are. For who you are and whose I am. And Lord Jesus, I always say in the name of your mighty name, I rebuke the spirit of complaint, which changes nothing. In your son, Jesus Christ's almighty name, God, I release it to you. Amen. Praise be to God, family. I won't complain. You know, there's times where things may seem hard, but that's in our might. That's why the Lord said he's leaving us the Holy Spirit. Utilize the Holy Spirit. There may be times when you don't have, you feel like you have no one to talk to. Somebody may be busy and not answer the phone. You get the voicemail. But the Lord, he is never too busy. And some of us, we're overdue for him to hear from us. Sometimes we just, if you're not able to get on your knees, just get in that position. Get in that position and just shut down everything. No cell phone, no TV. And talk with the Lord. Be truthful. Tell him what's on your heart. Tell him the things that's troubling you. Tell him the things that you feel like you can't do. Tell him to release those things. Lord, I need help with this. You know, humble ourselves. He's saying for us to walk in humility. We're all human. He know we need the help, and that's why he left him. Ask the Lord. He wants to hear from us. When he don't hear from you, he wonder, where are my children? They can't do this on their own. The Lord said we should be open to his word. It's a daily bread. Open his word for something. For something that he can send to us, send to our spirit. Something he can put in our spirit that we can share with someone. Someone needs to hear a verse. Someone needs to hear a verse that the Lord just loves them. Someone needs to hear the verse that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me, even when I feel like I don't have a way. We have to trust and believe that the Lord said when he'll make a way out of no way. You have to believe. The word of God, the beginning of our journey, the first thing we have to do is just believe. I hear a lot of people want to call on the Lord when they're in an emergency. But did you believe and have conversations before this? You have to have conversations with God. Pray to him. Pray to him the things in your heart. If your neighbors are sick, if you are sick, pray for your neighbors. If your family members are sick, pray for your family members. Your families are out there on mental day. Pray for them. Pray for the Lord to cover them. Pray for the Lord to pull their minds back into him. Just continually pray. The Lord says pray without ceasing. I always say cry out, pour out your heart. Pour out your heart to the Lord. Answered prayers. I thank God for answered prayers. I thank God, too. I thank you, Lord. I thank the God for the time I had my two female cousins that went home to be with the Lord. I thank God for all of the family that went on. I know you guys thank God, too, for the family members. You thank God. He said give thanks in everything. Just thank God, even the good times, the bad times, the trials and tribulations in my life. I thank God because I know he has me where he has me right now for his plan. It ain't my plan. It ain't about me. We release ourselves. We release ourselves and give ourselves to God. That's when he comes in. It's a matter. It's a process of releasing. I always say, Lord, you told me to die. We must die. We must decrease that you increase, Lord. Empty me, Lord, so you can fill me up. Thank you, Jesus. And use me, Lord. For your good purpose, for your kingdom. One of my favorite scriptures is Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I always say, I lift my hand to say, Lord, thank you for forgiving me for having it wrong. But thank you, Lord, for reaching out when you did, when you had people reach out to me, Pastor, you with the word of God, to get me out of darkness when I didn't know I was doing my own will. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. A lot of things. See, we got generations running after these things of this world. He said you got to love God. I mean, he put these things and trinkets and toys and things in the world. But he said love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your spirit, and all your soul. That should be your first love. And everything else going to fall in place. And then he said love your neighbors as you love yourself. That's treating people good. Treat people kind, loving people, not loving what they can do, what they did. No, no, loving for who they are. Love them in their bad times, love them in their good times. When we say love covers a multitude of sins, no matter what you did, that's love. That's God. He covers. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I just say forgive people. That's the main thing. People want to hold on to unforgiveness. Who told you you could hold on to some unforgiveness? Let it go. Give it to God. Release it. Lord, I always say, Lord, I had to learn how to release unforgiveness in my spirit. Lord, let your wrath be done. Whatever it is, pray to the Lord. Cry out your heart. It ain't up to you when you're doing God's plan. If it's up to you, you're doing your own plan, you're out of line. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, family. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Sometimes we just got to say, like the song said, hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Let the Lord know we hear him. We know you're there. We know you're covering us. You know we're protecting us in this unstable, chaotic world. Lord, we just thank you for who you are. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Praise hallelujah God. Is the highest hallelujah praise.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
is the highest praise.
It releases
man
things. Hallelujah.
That, you know, I don't even know
God
how you stop. The fire was shooting. I could
that's
look,
Holy
I'm out here,
Spirit.
You know, we're in the prep for the anniversary, so I'm pressure washing and trying to do orders
you
at
know
the same time and the broadcast at the same time. But that fire was just, I had to sit down somewhere because I was gonna hurt something. And
praise
I said,
God.
Oh, she's going to keep going.
Praise
I rest now because that fire ain't going to let her stop. Hallelujah.
God, you know,
hallelujah.
The spirit will use you like that, Pastor E. But you know what, Pastor E, I want to just thank you for being an awesome mentor, you know, for opening my eyes when I was semi-walking in darkness too. And I just want to commend you for your 31 years plus in ministry. And the now church. But when God
amen
says yes,
amen.
That's when God says yes, you know. Praise be to God,
yeah.
Pastor.
Well, you know, that's kind
you
of
know,
funny because, you know, they say we're celebrating 2 years, but really I've been doing the now church for 35.
Oh yeah, you're right, huh? Amen. It just,
yep.
Just opened the
so,
open
so
open
just
the
you
doors
know, just being able yeah, just being able to plant here in the North Long Beach area and surrounding Compton, Watts, Linwood, Paramount, you name it, Lakewood, Bellflower,
so
Wayne Park, anywhere
so
that need
much
us, we coming. I want to tell y'all now, P2P
amen
Community Development is coming. I could feel that God gave me some confirmation today that we about to come to your neighborhood.
Hallelujah.
We about to come to your city. Coming to Baton Rouge, ain't going to be a problem. Going to Madison,
yes,
Wisconsin, ain't going to be a problem. We're going to be able to do what we're going to do, and then the team is ready. Oh, my gosh. See, hallelujah just says, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
Praise.
So bless you. Bless you, Pastor.
Bless me.
As you went forth.
Bless me.
Evangelist
praise
Virginia
God
Valentine, I see you.
Ooh,
raise your hand quick.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, we hear you.
Lord. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Evangelist.
Ooh. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Let go. Let go. Release.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Evangelist. Praise God. I touch you in the spirit, my sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, praise him. Lift him up. Lift him up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Draw all men unto
higher,
him.
Higher, higher, higher.
Hallelujah. Draw all men unto him. He said, if he be lifted up, he be lifted up. Draw all men unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah from the east. Hallelujah from the west. Hallelujah from the north. Hallelujah from the south.
Hallelujah.
Shabbat.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fire. Fire.
Hallelujah.
Fire.
Praise God.
Fire.
Praise God. Pastor, she running. She running, Pastor.
Yes,
She is calling my middle
running
name.
For Jesus. She running for Jesus.
Did you just hear her call my middle name?
Yes.
Pass the E, fresh fire. What fresh fire?
Fresh fire Friday's coming up tomorrow. You know, we've been missing Wednesday too. You know, so hey, we gotta be fed, huh? We missed it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Fresh fire.
Praise God. Y'all gonna start some stuff.
Well, isn't it nice how Jesus brings people together, though? Isn't it nice?
It is.
So lovely. Praise be to God.
Pastor Terry.
Praise God, evangelist.
Hallelujah to you, Jesus.
Praise him. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Evangelist, he gave me that word, and I know when he woke me up with that word, and I said, he's speaking to me, Lord, you speaking to me, huh? You want me to share it?
I won't complain.
Stop complaining. Amen.
Hey, we got about 2 minutes. We got several callers out there. If you want to get in the conversation, dial one. We want to give you opportunity also.
Wow.
Amen.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Hold on. Area code 714, last 45089. What's up, Ross?
Oh, you know, I have to come in. I have to come in, sis. Hey, you done lit us up over here.
Praise God.
She don't even know what she did. She don't even know what she did yet.
Somebody else in the house. Where you at, sis?
I'm right here. Hallelujah.
All right. Hey, Chef.
You got the word. Amen, sis.
Lord brought the word.
Yes, Lord.
And Sister Rachel Herbert, all the way from Bakersfield.
Oh, praise God. Awesome word, sis. And bad news.
He gave me that in the middle of the night.
You know, he gave it to me, and I said, Lord, he speaks to our hearts. So he gave it to me. I said, Lord, I know you're talking to me.
Yes.
I know you're talking
to
me.
We needed that, sis. I had Rachelle on. We were talking, and I realized you were on. I said, sis, we got to tap on in. Yeah. And when we tap in, you got it going on strong.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. Thank you, sis. Glory be to God. Love you, Robin.
I know you have too, but more ministry wise, I've been through the whole journey, and I just be sitting amazed at tonight because another level has expounded. There's some great things gonna happen this Sunday at our church anniversary. We're gonna be celebrating a lot of things. I don't know if did you share with Evangelist with.
Yes, I did. I'm waiting to hear. Evangelist, you still there? She's going to send me something.
Up to you.
Yeah, yeah. We are going to be honoring one of our covenant members from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. We are going to be honoring her this Sunday along with our church anniversary.
Oh.
We're going to be honoring the history. We're going to be honoring everything
Praise God.
The church has been a part of and the people that have really been the foundation to keep us up and keep us standing. We're going to celebrate you guys on Sunday. You got to be on. We're going to have it on. Look, you already know it's going to be on Facebook. It's going to be everywhere we can't have it. We're going to have a good time.
We're going to be there for the pastoral.
Okay, well, hey, come on in for the pastoral. But this Sunday, we are going to still honor Pastor Terry. We are going to still honor Minister Rosalind. We're going to still honor our covenant Baton Rouge member, Evangelist Virginia. You're going to be honored because, I still get to work at the church anniversary.
Oh, my God.
Oh, amen.
Yeah, it's the only time I'm going to sit down is the pastor's anniversary because I don't want to fight. But I'm still going to work at the church anniversary, and then we're going to really have a good time. So be online this weekend. It is going to be awesome. Pastor DJ is coming in. I got a surprise guest coming in. Oh, you don't know who might pop in on this Sunday. You might be mad because you didn't make it, but I guarantee you, I guarantee you, everyone who was here this Sunday, I'm gonna have. If I gotta pay them, they're gonna be back for the next Sunday.
Amen.
So all my little special guests
Hallelujah.
Coming in this evening, this Sunday, get ready. This is gonna be something never
Hallelujah.
Done, never seen. Before.
And
I just thank God because, you know, as a pastor, you sit back and be like, anybody coming? And out of nowhere, the rams start coming out of the bushes. And then, you say that your labor is not in vain, you know. It's just dynamic. So, guys, please be a part. Pray for this celebration.
Yeah.
Cover this celebration with us.
Amen. Yes.
Stand in the gap with us
God.
For the celebration. That we be able
we're
to
praying.
Really,
we're
really do what
we're
supposed to do and come out of there the way
God
we're supposed to come out of there. P2P
up.
Covenant is on the map. Y'all, I've been hearing our names ringing. I've been invited to some conference calls that I've heard our name ringing. And get ready.
Yeah. We're ready.
When?
Yes, Lord.
Now.
When? Now.
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 Right
pray
now.
Pray us out of here, Pastor Terry.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I humbly come to you and say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you.
Jesus says, those family are those who do the will of his Father. So, Father, we just pray
thank
as they this for this weekend.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
To follow that, Father, that you be in the midst, that you send your angels for
thank you.
Show up and show out. Show up and show out in the mighty name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Father,
in the mighty
here,
name of Jesus.
We just leave filled with love,
yes.
unity,
yes.
and
yes.
no complaining. In Jesus
no
Christ's
no
almighty
Lord.
Name. Much love, family.
Amen.
Amen.
You guys.
God bless you all. Love you all.
Good night.
Bless you.
No, love you more.
Love you more.
Love you more. Love you more.
Love you more. Love you more. Love you more. Let's end with a love fight. No, I love you more.
Love you more. Love you, Evangelist Valentine. Love you, sister.
I'm going to call her.
Amen. Sister Ray. Pastor all the Now Network family. Love you all. Pastor Terry.
Love you all.
It keeps setting my soul on fire.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever it is. Come on, my choir out.
Love all my ears.
Love all my ears.
Love all my ears.
Love all my ears.
Love you all.
I'm a miracle.
I am the miracle.
Hallelujah.
Hold on.